Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
You know, one thing that I've learned from Ozzy, I mean, over the years, you look at some of our best picks, and they're big school guys, SEC, you know, Big Ten, experienced guys from winning programs. That's a big deal. That's important. And this is a guy that's won national championships and played at a very high level.
Eric DaCosta, Ravens general manager, talking about Malachi Starks, and in particular, Vinny, the big school mentality. We all like the underdog coming out of nowhere to be Rocky and have a fabulous career and do great things, but Ravens like these players coming from Power 5 conferences with a track record of success. He mentioned Starks on national championship teams. So being big and fancy sometimes does have his advantages.
Well, I think, Bob, the only player drafted of the 32 not from a bigger school was Gray. Zabel.
Gray.
From North Dakota State.
Well, but, Boise's made the playoffs last year.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so North Dakota State, the only non-Division I player.
Right.
You know, but Malachi Starks, Georgia. 6'1", 197, ran 4.50, 1.5, 1.10, 33-inch vertical, 7.263 cone. He had 31 and 5 ace arms, 5-star recruit coming out. State champ in a long jump, 24'9", 10.5, 500 meters. Started 40 of 41 games. Durability, big time. Freshman year, 68 tackles. Now, Munkin would have been there his freshman year, wouldn't you? I think so. National champ, yeah. So Munkin would have known him freshman year. 68 tackles, 2 interceptions, 7 pass defense. 23, 52 tackles, 3 interceptions, 7 pass defense. In this past year, 77 tackles. 1 interception, 3 pass defense. His strengths, excellent size, good speed, athletic. He'll hit and wrap. He's got positional flexibility. He's a good blitzer. He'll go up and get the ball. Has good body flexibility, shows explosion tackling, takes good angles, has a burst to close. He can cover in the slot. Good fundamental tackler. Good job getting off of blocks. Got fluid hips, good change of direction, good leaping ability. Shows real good instincts and range. Quick read and react in the run game. Strong. Uses hands well in the run game to shed. Very good change of direction. Good job with his eyes. Has natural instincts feeling routes. Shows good speed, deep and short. Makes the calls. Good communicator. High football IQ. He can track a deep ball. Weakness. In the game against Texas, he took that one bad angle where I think it was Golden, hit him on that long touchdown pass. He'll get over-aggressive at times. He'll need to work in press versus quick receivers in the slot. I don't know if he'll be doing that much for the Ravens. He'll react too much in zone to quarterback leading him with his eyes. getting more experience, and he's going to have that a lot with the quarterbacks that he's going to be playing against. In summary, I like this kid's size, toughness, and athletic ability. He shows range and the ability to play the ball in the air. Has good versatility to play all over the field. He would help the Ravens big time in the run game. Also, complete safety. May struggle early in man-to-man coverage in the slot. Other than that, I liked everything about him.
Difference between he and Emin Worry in the end game there.
I think the biggest thing, Bob, was probably the Georgia pedigree, is my guess. And he's a natural center fielder where, you know, and he's not as big or not as fast as Emin Worry. I liked Emin Worry too, Bob. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, to me, you flipped a coin. And that's what I was telling Ken last night, you know, because Ken, he wanted Emin Worry. And I said, we're going to find out who they like better, and they like Starks, which I got no problem. If that's the case, that's fine, because I thought both of them were capable of helping the Ravens, and, you know, Emin Worry was more like Kyle, and Malachi Starks is more, to me, a natural free safety.
Speedy 881057, the Fed, another draft profile, possible target for the Ravens here in the second round tonight, second or third round, day two. Out in Green Bay, where it was a packed house. How about Goodell getting booed off the stage, like, all the time? Do you see Matthews gets up?
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I want to go off script, Roger. Says, President Trump sent me a note. Said, my fellow Americans, the Bears still suck. And the place goes crazy, and Goodell's just like, ah. It got to the point he was getting booed so bad. He goes, come on, guys. It was awesome. Hey, and then he's like with his old BS. They say that Green Bay's too small to do. We they? Isn't that you? They finally gave Green Bay the draft, and he's blaming it on other people. Who's they? Yeah. You're they. You and the owners. You're they. But that was pretty funny. But Shedeur Sanders, his drop has become, I guess, the talking point today.
I feel bad for the kid.
I'm sure he's good in his billions of dollars that he's got, his gold chains and such. But why? Why'd he fall out of the first round? That's the bigger question.
Bob, maybe some of the stuff about his interviews, maybe that, you know, because, you know, you would think that his personality would fit New York to a T, where they said Jackson Dart was the perfect personality for New York. So apparently, you know, and he doesn't have a gun for an arm, but I mean, you know, took a lot of sacks, held the ball. I mean, we
had a tendency to throw his teammates under the bus when things did not go well.
Yeah. So I guess when you add it all up, people liked other people better. They didn't feel like he was a franchise guy. And if he's not a franchise guy, why are you wasting a first-round pick?
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Jonas Schaefer joining us next. Talk about Malachi Starks and what the Ravens could do tonight and for the rest of the weekend. Keep in mind, the Ravens do have 10 draft picks left to use as Eric DaCosta wants to bolster a team that's already one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Whip around 11:15, draft profile number two, and then we're going to the fun house. And then at noon, ripping it with Ryan Ripken. Orioles win last night and a home run. They barely scored. Their offense stinks. We'll talk about it.